G'day, Raylene. It's Annie McLaughlin here from 3CR. How are you?
Hi, how you going? Now let me get to a quiet room. Hang on.
Cool.
Sorry, I'm just out on the balcony, looking at the beautiful Darwin.
Because you're there fighting for it.
Here with to support the Tiwi mob, for the federal case stuff. So very, very good.
Yeah, except that you had very bad news about the Woodside seismic testing on Monday today. Can you tell me what's going on in your mind? How you reacted to the go ahead that they had for seismic testing?
Yeah, look, extremely disappointed and extremely upset. However, more aggravated and irritated the fact that NOPSEMA, our federal government, still, after giving so much information to them and information to Woodside in terms of our cultural sensitivities, our cultural aspects, our history, the sacred cities and areas, our sacred song lines, that they would just turn around and slap us in the face, kick us in the teeth again. Basically, this is what they do. And I heard about this information Friday, late Friday night, and they already had the vessel positioned for Saturday, ready to go. Well, Friday actually, ready to go, and started the commencement of their seismic testing come the Saturday. A deliberate attempt from government in terms of the way that they carry on with our Heritage Act, our underwater and the song lines that follows and flow through the water. Extremely, extremely upset about the whole situation. I think that the Labor government, our Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, all he's done from dot one. And we expect that from government because they've never been too shy to let us know where we stand in this world. And once again, Anthony Albanese and his government have lied straight out to the Australian people and more so to the First Nations people of this country
Well, you call it a
because they
breathtaking,
haven't done anything.
you call it breathtaking regulatory scandal. It's a scandal because they pretend that they're consulting, but it's a sham.
Oh, of course. Of course. You don't need to be a rocket scientist and a genius to see what's going on. These individuals, these companies, they're arrogant, they're ignorant, they're biased to everything that affects them in any way and that impacts them. So they will fight. And our federal government and our state government, especially in Western Australia, they are the mining capital of this country, Western Australia. And they have signed away and stolen our land, our governments, our state governments. And we've seen it time and time again, especially they're off in the Kimberleys and they're off in the Pilbara region. And in saying that, it is a captured state. And federal government, they have done nothing more than to support the state governments of our country in Western Australia. And they support mining. And you know what? The funny thing is, the worst thing is about all of this is that they too have children. And they too, those individuals who are decision makers, have children or going to be or are grandparents. The one thing that they got to realise and understand, we all share the same air and the same water.
The seismic blasting and the drilling for the Burrup hub, I mean, you already had federal court rulings saying that they haven't done enough consultation. But then when you go there, you find that they've shed sensitive information. So they're completely, like you said, arrogant about the cultural sensitivity of these places.
That's right. And in particular, the Burrup area and the information that I've shared with them is woman's business. And they've gone and broken the one number one rule and they've shared my information and they went and shared it to men. And I know this for a fact. They will not give me the information who they steal. I've been asking Woodside to share the information I've been asking since we've started our consultation, and that was 5 months ago. I'm still awaiting their information so that I can then do, let them know what it is that we would like, what it is we want implemented in the environment protection that they've have put through forward to NOPSEMA, and yet they've gone and put all the information through without first giving me the information that I need to do to use to require the information they need. So how is that? They don't have the information from me, and yet they've gone again and done exactly the first thing. The reasons why we went to the federal court hearing to start with is because they did not consult. The second time, we've done it again 5 days after the federal court hearing. I walk out of the room halfway through the meeting because they've been so, they've just hindered my whole consultation process. And then they turn around and tell me straight to my face, because I've asked them, have you given the other the other people or individuals the same information that I've asked for? Have you shown any of this to them? Three of the individuals that sat in that room with me said no, straight up. It was shocking. And they didn't care. So at the end of the day, you don't ask for the information, you don't get it. When you ask the for the information, you still don't get it. So at the end of the day, NOPSEMA have gone ahead again, as federal government do, because like I've always stated, the federal government and the laws of this country, all right, Woodside and those companies think and believe they are above the law. And they have basically laughed about their, the decision that was made in the federal court hearing, and they're basically laughing in Your Honour's face. That's exactly what they've done. How disrespectful are they? Well, absolutely.
Well, also, I mean, this is, the thing about the seismic testing is that they don't have any scientific safety concerns about seismic testing, which is a completely untested, destructive form of, I mean, on all the environmental levels, quite besides the way they've treated you guys, it's outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the impacts of their seismic testing to our marine animals, whether it be the whales in particular, because the seismic sonar, so when they do the testing, it blows a huge bit of air. The air then bounces that sonar, which we can't hear it with our human ears. It hits the bottom of the ocean. That's how they get this reading, until there's a point where it gets smaller and smaller or bigger and bigger. At the end of the day, they haven't done enough of this, and they understand how this works. Believe you me, these companies understand how the seismic testing and all what they do work, and they understand and know of what the impacts are. All right, so at the end of the day, knowing all this, they continue to murder, all right, our sea animals. The sonic and the sonar waves that come, and the noise or the sonar that makes from that seismic testing, it is the same decimals as the noise and the sonars that the whales use. So they are completely disillusioned, and they lose their bearings of where they need to be at, because they're hearing this, what's in the water, and it's affecting them. It actually deafens them. A deaf whale is a dead whale. As horrible as it sounds, that's exactly what it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, all these people are saying, oh, you know, why are these whales beaching up on the sands and stuff like that and losing their... It's quite clearly it's this kind of interference from the natural environment. Yeah, I mean, it seems, just because you can't prove it with science, it's quite clear what's going on. It's only because no research is actually done. NOPSEMA is another thing. NOPSEMA is really just a rubber stamp, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. And they're completely hooked. Look, since the federal court hearing that we were successful in with against Woodside, SOS, you can see it. For 3 weeks straight, Meg O'Neill hammered and lobbied basically every media outlet that they could, that of those that listened. And at the end of the day, a lot of it was mining anyway. But in saying that, she lobbied it and lobbied it and lobbied it. Santos have come on board because they're all one big company, one big little happy bunch. All right. At the end of the day, when you know the likes of your ministers, Madeleine King and Tanya Plibersek, our senior ministers in federally, and they're sitting back smiling and having morning tea or breakfast with the likes of Miss O'Neill, okay, where does this stand? How is it that this is allowed to happen, and yet we're sitting here, all right, asking these people for safety, protection and help from these same industries that are destroying our world?
This
is what's been going on.
Yeah, and what's really, you know, this business about having laws and talking about traditional custodianship and protection of the environment and the loss of possibly the oldest art made by humans in the world just doesn't seem to stack up against the need of fossil fuel industries and the bank balance of the Western Australian economy, I guess.
Well, who's really benefiting from this? I mean, really, the way you've just said it, who's really benefiting from these big oil and gas companies who have agreements and who have, and our governments, both state and federally, they have a close relationship with? I mean, realistically, who's running the country? Because it ain't our government. It certainly ain't them.
What's the next step for the traditional custodians? Because as you were one, Raylene, I mean, you can't give up because this is country, right?
Oh, we never give up. We're still here. Always will and always will be. Aboriginal land. And at the end of the day, people have come in, individuals, boats have come in and tried to take over. We are still here and we are still fighting for a piece of it back. Like, when is enough enough? Like, there's no more fighting now. It's about bringing people together, and that's exactly what we're doing. And if they, honest to God, think that, you know, this here and Woodside think that I'm walking away, they have another thing coming and I'm digging my heels in further. And I'm bringing an army with me.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me today.
No worries. And biggest love to everybody out there and for the animals. We need your support and help. Come join us for the future of everybody.
Thanks, mate.